Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Dala, Baba Basra 144. And our Mishnah on 144b is dealing with brothers who were partners in an inheritance. And before the inheritance has been divided, there is an ability to go into business, which comes from the ability of owning the estate. So the Gemara discusses which expenditures and profits are shared by the brothers who are partners and which are separate. So starts the Mishnah, Achen Hashutvin, if the brothers are partners, Shenafo Echad Mehen Umanus, and because the estate has a certain value, and the way the Gemara understands is that there was a king, and the king would allow each estate to have the advantage of being the tax collector once a month. For part of the year, they would each get their cycle of being the tax collector, and so therefore, as a result of this, the tax collector would make money because he would take a commission and he would share it with the king. And so this estate was chosen, and therefore one of the brothers was chosen to be the tax collector for the estate. Then any profit that he makes is nafal emtza. He has to split that with his brothers, and so that profit is shared. However, it comes along the second part of the Mishnah and says, Chola v'nisrape, let's say there was somebody from the estate who got sick, then nisrape mishal atzma. We cannot say that the estate has to pay for the illness, but rather he has to pay for it from his own share. So even though he was working for the estate and he was making money for the estate, nevertheless, the medical bills are paid for on his own. So comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara wants to understand, what are we talking about with this case of chala v'nisrape, that this person who was sick and was healed, that it's paid for on his own. So shalach Ravin mishmei de Rebbe Ila. So Ravin qualifies this, and he says, lo shanu, when do the Chachamim say this teaching of the Mishnah, that if he was sick and he was healed, that he has to pay for his own medical expenses? Ella shechala bipshia. We only make him pay for his own medical expenses if he got sick through his own negligence, meaning to say that he did not properly take care of himself. Aval beones, but if he became sick through no fault of his own, then nisrape mina emtza. Then all the brothers are partners in caring for his medical expenses, and so therefore the estate pays for his medical expenses. What is an example of somebody who gets sick through negligence? Hechi dami bipshia. What does this mean? So explains the Gemara, Kid Rebbe Chanina, as Rebbe Chanina taught, and Rebbe Chanina said this, we already had this in Baba Metzia, in Avodah Zarah, and in Ksuvos. He says, Hakol bidei shamayim, everything comes from heaven, chutz mitzinim pachim, with the exception of when a person feels cold. And the idea is that if somebody gets sick because they were too cold, they didn't properly take care of themselves, and they got sick as a result of the situation they put themselves in without proper precautions, then this is something that is considered negligence. As it states in Proverbs 22:5, Tzinim pachem b'derach ikesh, shomer nafsho yir chak mehem, that if there are cold drafts are snares in the way of a stubborn person, and somebody who is guarding their soul will distance himself from them. And so pachem refers to something that is a snare to a person. A pach means a snare. That's how Rashbam understands it. And others say, according to the Rashbam, that tzinim pachem comes from the expression of cold and heat. That tzinim means cold, and pachem is something that comes as a result of a fever. Because as we see from the Song of Songs 2:17, ad sheyafuach hayom. And so there, so too Tosfos says that pachem means from the expression of heat, of a fever. So this is the idea, that if you bring it upon yourself, then you can't ask everybody else to pay for you. But if it's something that comes from heaven, it's something that was out of your control, then the estate is responsible to pay for it. So the post can discuss about a person who we say has an obligation to recite the blessing that you normally recite when you get healed called the Birkat HaGomel, and there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch when you have to recite this blessing. According to the Ramah, that it's recited only for somebody who is in mortal danger, and the Shulchan Aruch himself says that it's anybody who is in their bed as a result of their illness. According to Taz, they need to be in their bed for 3 days and then get healed. But as a result of this, you recite the blessing of Birkat HaGomel. And so the question is, since you brought this illness upon yourself in a situation where you brought it upon yourself, do we recite this blessing of Gomel? Because the blessing, or maybe the blessing is something that is recited for somebody who was in a situation beyond his control and is saved. However, if you brought upon yourself with an illness, then maybe you shouldn't recite this blessing if you brought upon yourself with negligence. So the Chidah says, in the name of his father, Rabbi Yitzchak Sarachya, that he once asked Rabbi Lazar Nachum this question, and he says that a person should not recite a Birkat HaGomel if they brought upon themselves the illness as a result of their negligence, because by reciting the blessing, he is mentioning his sin, and it's not a good thing to mention their sin, that we endanger ourselves. And so therefore he says that when Rabbi Akiva went into the paradise, the orchard, and he endangered himself, he should not have recited a Birkat HaGomel. So to Yitzhak Avinu, when he left the Akedah or the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, do not recite Birkat HaGomel because they brought this danger upon themselves. However, the Shutz Deyar, it says, no, you should recite a blessing, because we're not reciting the blessing for the fact that we went into danger, but for the fact that God healed us. And even though the illness was brought upon by ourselves, the healing was brought upon by the work of heaven, and so therefore a blessing should be recited.